MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 11, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. 6 alarm fire in Linfield. Victims services funding is reduced. Former Salem restaurant owner guilty of fraud. Sunny today, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:43 p.m. Back in 60 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Master here from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Sports Desk on MSONewsSports.com. This week on our weekly shows, we've got first Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, a Rockport Boys soccer player and captain. Good stuff. We got Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. And on the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we've got Thomas Ryan, Methuen football coach, fresh off a great season opening win over fellow Division I playoff team, Lincoln Sudbury.
ItemLive.com is reporting the Linfield Fire Department responded to a large blaze around 9:30 p.m. Tuesday at 8 Post Office Square. The fire, which Fire Lieutenant Jeff Fiorentino said resulted in 6 alarms, occurred at the Old Town Market, a single-story strip mall near Salem Street. Heavy fire coming through the building's roof was visible. Peabody, Woburn, Reading, Revere, Chelsea, and Melrose Fire Departments, along with the Linfield Police Department, all responded. As of 12 a.m. Wednesday, firefighters were still working to knock the fire down. Statehouse reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts is slated to get $17 million from the federal government for victim assistance programs, but the funding is much less than what the state normally gets and comes as a state funding plan is stalled in the legislature. Under the Office for Victims of Crime's latest round of disbursements, the state will be getting about $16 million in federal funding for a victim assistance grant and another $1.4 million for victim compensation grants. The funding is part of a nearly $1 billion in grants distributed to all 50 states for fiscal 2024. Members of the state's congressional delegation, who announced the federal funding, boasted that it will provide more financial support for victims of crime in the state. But the funding is a roughly 40% cut, or more than $11.4 million less from the previous fiscal year's share for the Massachusetts Office for Victims Assistance, which supports about 100 groups that work with victims of homicides, rape, domestic violence, elder abuse, and sexually trafficked or abused otherwise. Matt Petrie's writing today's Daily News of Newburyport for his efforts working with local officials and homeowners to allay Salisbury Beach erosion concerns. State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr recently received the Hero of the Year Award from Salisbury Beach Citizens for Change. The award was presented to Tarr at the Blue Ocean Music Hall in Salisbury last August 20 in recognition of his efforts to protect and improve Salisbury Beach. A recent accomplishment, according to a statement, was ensuring that the state invests long-awaited funds of $1.75 million for an upcoming sand nourishment project designed to combat beach erosion. Salem News is reporting that the former owner of Red's Sandwich Shop in Salem has pleaded guilty to tax fraud after failing to pay more than $1.5 million in state meals taxes and causing employment tax losses of more than $400,000, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. John Drivis, who lives in Hampton, New Hampshire, pleaded guilty in federal court on September 6 to 5 counts of failure to collect and pay employment taxes owed to the IRS and 4 counts of wire fraud for state meals taxes he collected from restaurant customers but failed to pay over to the Massachusetts Department of Revenue. The offenses took place over a 6-year period between January 2016 and October 2022 at Red's Sandwich Shop and 2 other restaurants owned and operated by Drivis, Red's Kitchen and Tavern in Peabody and Red's Seabrook in Seabrook, New Hampshire. And the Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon's second attempt to update the city's capital improvement plan went for naught Monday when the City Council turned down his revised proposal in a 6-5 vote. Each year, the mayor's office presents a five-year outlook on the city's anticipated capital spending needs. The plan, which accounts for any capital expense over $25,000, also includes reasons why money needs to be spent, as well as descriptions of anticipated funding sources. Orioles beat the Red Sox last night 5-3. Baltimore at Boston again tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.